All right, welcome fight fans to What's on Fight, the podcast that reviews all the combat sports and shows you can find on the Fight TV app. This episode, we have a special interview set up with the one and only Miss Ali Gatto. Ali, how are you doing?
Hello. Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. Oh, I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Mr. Fourth Row, doing this interview here all by myself. Finn is on assignment. So our listeners, just in case if you're wondering where Finn's at, he's just on assignment right now. So, Allie, how'd you get started in professional wrestling?
So growing up, I never really watched pro wrestling. I just, you know, really became a new fan. I'd say the past, 3 years, I'd say, or so. My friend actually got me interested in pro wrestling. I just started off by watching WWE, and we actually heard of the school that we attend now, Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. We heard of the school through a friend, and so, yeah, basically just my friend got me started. We started together, and then I had a stop after about a week because I found out I was pregnant, so I took a break. I always went to the shows, you know, and just sat there as a fan and just watched. But, yeah, and then after I had my baby, I was back to wrestling, and I've been wrestling, for about a year. Last March 6th is actually when I made my first, debut. I'm a new fan, and I've just been watching it for the past couple of years. So that's kind of how I got started, just for my friends.
So you just had your 1 year anniversary of wrestling?
Yes, I did.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it's crazy. I actually ran across, my first ever match on YouTube, and I was cringing the whole time. It was just kind of embarrassing, but it's pretty cool just to see my improvements and see, you know, how far I've come so far. So
awesome, that's great.
Yeah,
you just started watching and getting into watching wrestling just about the same time frame you started wrestling?
Yes.
Okay, so within the last 2 years or so.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So, from what you've watched so far, who is kind of influencing you, your style? Maybe who would be your dream opponent that you have not wrestled before, or have you also even had any good experience and so far in your wrestling that you just can highlights of your career so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first started watching it, I started watching Ricky Steamboat, and then now I really, really love to watch Beth Phoenix. I love just to study her footwork, everything about her. I love to watch Sasha Curry, just her, character wise. I love to watch Eva Lee. I really like her style. She's just a complete badass, and that's kind of what I want to strive for. My dream match, I don't know really who would be my dream match. I actually, in October, I got to be a WWE extra talent, and actually got to wrestle Natalya. It was a dark match on SmackDown, but that was kind of really big. It was really big. It was probably the biggest moment of my wrestling career so far. So that was just a great experience overall. And actually that same weekend, I got to wrestle Candice LeRae. So just wrestling with us too. Candice LeRae is a really great wrestler as well. And I felt by wrestling then, I became better. So probably the last couple moments were probably, like I said, the biggest wrestling moments of my wrestling career.
Oh, awesome. Great. Yeah, I was
yeah.
I was there, so I remember that. I was trying to fan the flames, because I don't know how much you can hear from the fans in there, but they were calling you jobbers, and I was like, no, that's Alligato. Give her a break.
I was loving the thank you. I was loving the jobber chant. I didn't care.
Yeah, that was great. So,
thank you.
So, what is next for you in your career?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, right now I'm enjoying being a Rocket with Rocky Mountain Pro. We have a couple of new girls that are actually training, so I'm really excited to actually wrestle some new girls. There's only about 3 or 4 of us that we've just kind of been wrestling each other. There's not many women's wrestlers like in the Midwest region or in Colorado at all. So, you know, I want to get better. I want to kind of expand. Right now I'm in actually Kansas City, Missouri. I go out there like part-time. They don't have a wrestling, like a women's wrestling league just yet. But they said hopefully, you know, in the future, like they have Marty Bell there. They have Lucy Mendez, and then me. So hopefully we could start women's, you know, wrestling over there. So what's next for me is, yeah, I'm just trying to improve. I enjoy being a Rocket at Rocky Mountain Pro. I would love to see some new women's wrestlers. I just want to get better. So the only way I'm going to be able to do that is by expanding and going different places. Last weekend, I attended the first Women of Honor seminar and Stardom tryout, so that was an amazing experience. I've never been around so many women wrestlers in my life, so I learned so much from, you know, the panelists like Delirious, Mandy Leon was there for a while, Brutal Bob Evans, Cheeseburger, Wolf, Will. Yeah, it was a really good experience. I learned so much, and it just really motivated me. I got to wrestle some pretty good girls over there and learn some new stuff. I wrestled Kiara Hogan from Atlanta. She was great. I wrestled, her name's Robin. She actually attends the Booker T school in Texas. And yeah, I just felt like, wow, this is awesome just to wrestle, you know, new girls. So,
So going back to, you were mentioning Kansas City, that's for the NWL, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
and you're basically right now. I don't want to say valet because maybe mm-hmm. yeah, your cohorts would probably beat me up there, but you're just part of that kind of part of the group with the Howlettes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go by Daniela over there.
Yeah, guys are.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun over there too.
Tearing it up over there. Yeah, our one of our fellow podcasts on this network, the Spanish Announce Table, is out there. So you probably have met up with T Mac and Captain Awesome. So
yes, they are awesome. Except they always butcher my name. But yeah, they're great. No, I have a lot of fun over there. We usually just drive, so it's about like a 9-hour drive. But yeah, I don't mind. It's just, you know, part time. It's really kind of hard for me just because I'm a mother, so it is really hard to, you know, always be traveling. So that's what I really like about Rocky Mountain Pro, just because it's my home, it's local, you know, my baby goes to all the shows with my family, right. So yeah, my daughter will always come first, but obviously, you know, I want to get better, I just want to be a great wrestler, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just glad that I have a lot of supportive family.
Okay, so since we are What's on Fight and we review shows and mm-hmm. combat sports that are provided by the Fight TV app, besides Rocky Mountain Pro, which just recently debuted on the Fight TV mm-hmm. app, what else, what other shows do you watch and enjoy on the Fight TV app?
Mm-hmm. I just love to watch Ring of Honor. That's a big one. And also Shine. Like I said, I just like to watch and study other women. And yeah, I haven't really watched or really explored too much like the MMA or grappling, but I am sure like once I go on the app, I'm going to find, you know, a bunch of stuff that I do want to watch besides just Ring of Honor. But yeah, I really want to get into start watching more MMA and just learn more styles because I feel like I could incorporate that in wrestling and learn a lot. So yeah, I'm really enjoying that.
Right, yeah. It's there's a lot on there, and just recently, besides Rocky Mountain Pro, there has this past 2 weeks, just with us reviewing it, we have noticed so many new promotions getting on the Fight TV app. So I'm so excited that one of my home promotions is, of course, on there. So that's just really nice to see.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to go and just explore.
Yeah. And of course, you know, watch your own promotion, you know, debut every Wednesday night. So
yes.
go. Is it weird watching yourself on the show?
It is, especially when I'm talking, like, I don't know, when I'm talking stuff about other girls, or I'm like, oh, my voice sounds weird, or my gear, I need to kick my wedgie, like stuff like that. It's like, when you watch yourself wrestle,
right.
Especially like you want to watch yourself wrestle, you want to look back on what you did and you want to improve, like, oh, okay, that looks really cool. Oh, that didn't look so good.
Right.
But yeah, it does take some time getting used to, but yeah, just seeing myself, especially when I'm talking, that's like the worst. So
yeah, I had the same issue when I got into podcasting, to hear myself on the podcast, but I've gotten used to it. So it takes a few times before it's like, oh, okay, that's me. that's what I
that's
sound
me.
Like. That's what I look like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, okay. That's so funny.
So if people wanted to look you up, follow you on social media, things of that nature.
Yes.
Where could they find you? And do you have any upcoming live events that you're going to be wrestling at?
Yes, please come see me Friday night at Rack House Pub. I believe it's off 28th and Blake in Denver. It's a late night show, so it starts at 10 p.m. It's a 21 and up event with your first ticket. You get a free beer. Those are always a lot of fun, so please come down Friday night.
That's this,
and then
that's this Friday.
Please,
Friday
yes,
night.
This Friday, the 24th. Yeah, I always love those shows. Just the environment, everybody's rowdy. I get more rowdy. I don't know. Please follow me on Twitter. It's _A, and then Allie, Allie, GATO. And then on Facebook, I believe it's the same. It's just Allie Galko. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that's basically all the questions I have for you. Wanted to thank you very much. You actually are our first woman wrestler that we've interviewed here on What's on Fight. So you got another first to add to your titles. And
yay, there we go.
And like I said, you know, full disclosure, you have to check Allie out. She is one bad fierce cat in the ring. You need to check her out. So, Allie,
thank you so much.
Once again, thank you for coming on the show. And everybody check her out. You must check her out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, you have a good night. And all right. Thank you very much once again.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully see you guys Friday.
Yes.
All right. Take care. Okay. Bye.
Once again, a big thank you to Allie Galko for coming on the show. Our first female wrestler that we've got to interview here on What's on Fight. We have many, many more interviews set up for the future, so keep on staying tuned and subscribed to the podcast feed. And for Finn, this is Mr. Fourth Row telling you all just to fight on. We'll be right back.
and only know how to win. This latest fighter will bring you into. You will feel all his power. The way King Warrior will make contest the will of Brandy's name. In the back of your head, yeah, you feel the flood again. Unleashing his hell, you will not even hear the bell. Maybe you're strong, but you don't stand a chance. Feel the power of a warrior. Fight, 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 fight. Let's get ready to rumble. Fight, 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 fight. Breaking your record, I'm breaking your bones. Born a warrior with a cold. I jammed your friend in your face with a fist. You will feel all his power. The wacky warrior Mick contains the will of Brandy Snail. In the back of your head, yeah, you feel the fire again. Unleashing his hell, you will not even hear the bell. Maybe you're strong, but you don't stand a chance. Feel the power of a warrior. Fight, 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 fight. Let's get ready to rumble. Fight, 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 fight. A gladiator's left and whole. Fight, 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 fight. Feel the pain tomorrow. Behold, here comes the sun. I don't know.